Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here today. Today, we have a special guest with us, Bob Seema, and his great inspirational music. It is such a pleasure, and we're going to have a little bit of a break from all the heaviness of health and the heaviness of spirituality and the heaviness that we have to do. Today, we are going to lighten our load with music. We're going to lighten our load with some great words that just say, you know, everything is going to be okay. Because you know what? Everybody has challenges in this life. It's just about how we go around them and how we just allow them just to be. Because it's okay that, today we have the groundskeepers outside the office. And let me tell you, there's not much we can do about that, so we're just going to go around that too. But also, if you have a great health crisis coming up and you say, you know what, I can worry about it till the cows come home, but there's not a thing I can do with my worry other than change my thoughts, do the best I can, and things will be okay, and I will be okay. And that's really what we're talking about today, is going around things and saying everything is all right. So, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a real pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jeanette. It's good to be with you again for the second time.
Yes, it's great, you know, when you come on, because it kind of shifts our focus and shifts our frequencies, and we could all use that every day, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
So, Bob, don't you think that there's a lot of things going on in the world these days? And it's kind of just to be able to say, how can we shift things? How can we just say that, you know, I see what's going on. I see it outside of myself. But maybe say, it'll be okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I think the first thing you can do is take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and be in the moment, because I think we're all waiting for the next moment. And we're kind of like on the edge of our seat. And instead of reaching for the next, you know, just have a deep breath, just center and balance and be here and let it come to you. Because believe me, it's all there waiting to reach you. But we're so busy scattered, grabbing into the air for everything that we can try to find. And if you center yourself and breathe and just be present, be in your body, be balanced, be centered, it all comes to you. And I think you're in the flow of it when you're in that space.
Well, we have a little bit of noise outside the office today. So what we're going to do right now, Bob, we're going to play your first, let's play the first song maybe, and the first song on your album is Right in Front of You. And could you share a little bit about that song, and then we'll start to play it?
Well, it's funny. I wasn't sure where you were headed. So I wasn't setting up the song intentionally, but I think I just did. You know, when you stop and take a moment and just allow yourself to breathe and feel yourself in your body, a sense of reverence comes over you, a sense of celebration. As it says in the song, every day is it's just a new opportunity to praise this day, to be, because it's all right in front of you. I mean, we're always reaching. We're always looking for where we think we're going, as opposed to the things that are right in front of us. So that's really the bottom line behind the song.
every sunrise is a sacred invitation to bow down. Every single ray of the sun that shines for you. How could it be anything but a miracle? Tell me, won't you? Tell me, won't you? Like a snowflake melting in your hand. The ticking of the talking grain of sand. Like it's right in front of you.
Well, Bob, I think that's a great song to start out the show because your new CD is called It's Time. And I really think that this just draws you into your music. You know, if people that have listened to your past music, it was great. It was something that really resonated with their hearts. It was something that was right there. It was like palpable. It was open. It was ready. And this is really about bringing you into the present moment. You know, it's time. Let's come into the present space. You know, and it really starts out with your CD with bringing you into a place where everybody can feel the energy, feel the music. It's a tone. It's words. Something that's familiar to them. So I think it's a great place to start.
Well, thank you. It was interesting that you, I wasn't sure if it, you know, where you were heading with the, you know, sometimes the hosts, they play different songs in different orders and all that. And you just set it up perfectly for what I said before the song, and I didn't even know it was coming. And, you know, when we put that as the first track, it was very intentional because if you notice, it has that, you know, kind of ethereal kind of keyboards and just that wispy sort of, just that ethereal sound that just sort of draws you in. And then we also, in the song, you know, kind of rocks a little, this is kind of almost like a rock song, I'd say.
Right.
And then at the end, we decided to put that same thing at the end to just sort of, as a metaphor to say, you know, the song, the life being a song is in the middle. It's between, you know, these two ethereal spaces. So,
right.
Yeah, we thought it was a good placement for that song too.
Well, I think it's really interesting too, because sometimes, I mean, I get a lot of music CDs of other guests and they hit you right over the head. You know, the first song, it's, you know, you got to this, you got to that, you know, and the music just overwhelming sometimes, or it drops you into a space where it's really hard to be. So I think this is really a great place to start. Well, it's interesting. And what I find out too, that I found is if you listen to it, when they say about the snowflakes and you say the snowflake about, I think you can hear noise in the background, right? Sorry.
No, I really can't hear it, so I'm not sure if everybody else can. Maybe it's just for you.
So we'll apologize ahead of time. and so I think with the snowflake, so we'll be in the present moment, the snowflake. When you're looking at the snowflake, everybody says, oh, but it's going away as it's melting, rather than looking at it for the time that it's landed on your hand, and you could see it right then for what it is. You know, we miss so much. You know, what we look at after the snowflake is a puddle of water, but we didn't notice the snowflake that landed there in the first place. And, you know, I grew up in the Northeast, so I understand about snow. And that sense of, you know, just landing and that one split second is just so magical if you can capture that magic. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, definitely, I think. I'm also from the Northeast, so we get some snow as well. And, you know, it's just, to me, what you were just saying in the song is there's really two messages there. I mean, one is, you know, life is everything is like a snowflake melting in your hand. So you can appreciate, and every day is different. That's the other metaphor. Every snowflake is different. But the idea behind it is really the, I don't know, it's kind of like a Buddhist teaching. It's just that everything is dissolving, you know, everything. Everything is, you know, you, me, life, you know, the trees, everything is sort of in a state of change, of dissolving into a different form. And when you kind of let go of your trying to control the world and trying to control, you know, things in general and just realize, I think Eckhart Tolle once said, every story ends. And it's so sad, like in a way, when you say, oh my gosh, every love story, you know, in a way ends when the two part ways, physically or otherwise. And when you come to the realization that, you know, everything is just so momentary, it allows you to heighten your appreciation for it as it's happening, you know, right in front of you, literally, like the snowflake. You could just, it's going to be gone. Why don't I look at it for a moment? Why don't I just appreciate that, you know, when someone walks by you and just sort of looks over at you and you sort of stop and you say, oh, do I know you? And you just, hey, that person looked at you and you looked at them. There's a moment that you had. Why not appreciate it and just say, or just smile at them and move on. Hey, that was a moment. We just had a moment. So I think the message is that, you know, that this life that we're living and this existence that we're in, it's all dissolving, you know, it's all going away. So just enjoy it while it's here. And don't think that, oh, it's all gone away, I have to enjoy it. But just go, yeah, you know, it's everything is just so temporary. Yet at the same time, when you sink into the moment, it becomes eternal. I mean, it really does. When you when you sit with your breath, and you know, if you, even if you're not really a meditator, if you just sit and breathe and focus on your breath and sit maybe looking at the trees, I mean, you really are capturing eternity in your hands. I mean, you're in an eternal moment, and you don't want for anything. You know, you're just being. You know, as we're supposed to be called, we're called human beings, but we're more human doings. So when you spend that energy, you know, just immersed in the being, you can just fully, you can almost expand, you know, time, or really just transcend it, because it's really just an illusion anyway, right?
So, that's right.
Yeah, snowflakes a great analogy.
And also, too, when we forget, or we have not come to that space yet of knowing that really all just life is an energy. And if we think about energy, it's always transforming. It just is what it is. You know, the sun, you cannot say to the sun, which is a ball of energy, I want you to stop right now because I have to take a selfie, you know, or I want you to just hold on because, you know, I need to get some sun rays, or I need you to go away because I've had too much of you today. So, you know, it's really that to know that everything is in constant flux all the time. And once you seriously let go of the concept that everything is a must and everything is a, in your mind, that everything is stationary, everything is never going to change, that everything does change, then you're really starting to get into what we call the flow of life. Even people will say, oh, but my couch is a material thing. It's good to go. It'll last forever. And if you look at your couch every single day, it changes. Crease here, dust here, a little dip in the material here. Over the period of 5 years, it starts to lose some of its color where the sun was shining in. So things do change. It's just that we haven't recognized that in our concept, that is the progress of change of that material as we see it object, you know. And it's just that we want to grasp all of these things in our life and say, I have to hold on to it. I've got to keep it. It's got to stay here. And, you know, when people start ending up with so many material goods, or they start to bring too many people around them all the time for fear of losing, or fear of loss, fear of being in a vacuum, fear of being alone. And I think a lot of people, if they could understand that the energy is all around them, they wouldn't be so alone, or right? Maybe some of the fear would go away.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is people hold on to immaterial things as well. They hold on to belief systems, and they hold on to thoughts that, you know, that there has been sort of indoctrinated into their consciousness from childhood.
Right.
And some of them are just sort of unconscious or subconscious thoughts, but, you know, people just have they hold on to belief systems and limitation thinking that, just like they would hold on to that couch, like, well, you know, it's always going to be, you know, well, I'm always going to be kind of this way, or I'm, you know, I'm just kind of that way, or, well, I can never do that, or, you know, so these limiting beliefs,
right.
I think, are another thing that people hold on to, which are very, you know, they're insidious, because you don't notice them, they're just automatic, just like the couch, you walk by it every day, it's just there, you know, and the thoughts are the same, you know, they just repeat themselves from the day before.
Right. And I think that probably we would not have had this conversation several, maybe even 1 to 2 decades ago, we wouldn't have had this conversation, because really we may have, if we were following a certain type of belief system that was a little more expansive, but right now the masses of people are starting to awaken to these ideas that everything is evolving, everything is changing, and how we play a part in that. And really, you know, your title of this CD is called It's Time. And in a moment, we'll play that song, It's Time, which really brings us up to the point, it is time. It's time. Things are showing up. Things are there for the taking. Things are there to be transformed. You know, I have a friend who says, it is what it is. Or you're not going to change it, so just stop talking about it. Or that's the way society is. Or, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. You need to just be quiet, because that doesn't resonate with me. You know, and you go, oh, gosh, You know, maybe you're not, you haven't quite found the key to the path yet. Maybe, you know, and it's, and sometimes, you know, there are many people who are still at that point. And we have to recognize that and just continue along the path, and eventually it will be open to everyone. And I think that's what's really important to understand. Yeah, sometimes we can't take our music, our thoughts, our belief systems and hit the head, you know, hit everybody over the head with it, saying you have to do it this way, when that really isn't the way it's going to be. Because eventually, you know, they will start to see, oh, you're doing a little things differently. Things are easier for you. Maybe I'd like a little piece of that cake, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think you can lead by example rather than by indoctrinating people and, you know, proselytizing. You just show people the way. I mean, I think one of the prettiest things I've ever heard said was Ram Dass. He said, "We're all walking each other home." You know, and sure, things are amping up, things are changing. You know, there's things going on in the cosmos that have never gone on before. There's, you know, there's just, as it says in the song, the signs are everywhere. I mean, it's just, it's time.
Right.
It's, the shift has already happened, and now we're just feeling the effects of it. And it's like, you know, I don't really wear a watch, and I wear usually a little bracelet or something, and people will ask me what time it is, and a lot of times I'll wear my peace sign bracelet. And what time is it? And I'll just hold up my wrist. Oh, time for Pete. Oh, okay, guys, that's real cute, but, you know, so, yeah, that's the idea behind the song, is to inspire people that, you know, that they are the light of the world. It's, you know, it's not about anybody but you. You know, you're, you know, most of life's shadows are caused by standing in one's own sunshine. You talked about the sun earlier, and, you know, usually we get in the way of it, and so that's the idea behind the song.
Well, let's play the song It's Time, which is the name of this CD by Bob Seema. Again, his song is It's Time.
It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's another day under the same sun. Another day to lay in any claims. Chance to change direction, move the arrow of course correction, be an instrument, be the change and move out of the way. So if your glass is half empty, the filling, if it's overflowing and spilling, over the mouths it hurts and the souls it hurts, spill it, spill it, spill it, cause I need your heart.
We need your breath.
Wow, Bob. I think that is a great song to be able to say to people, you know, to wake them up to say, we're here, let's go, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a happy song. It doesn't, you know, it's not really
right.
preachy at all. It just is a, it's just like, hey, come on, you guys, let's go play. It's time. Just like,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. You know, it's really about, I think the first song, when you said right in front of you, it was almost like the door was there and it's time. It's almost like, okay, turn the key, you know, and it was kind of,
good,
I think you have
great.
You have like a real progression with your album, I think, and it's really wonderful because you're kind of saying, let's go. It's almost like we're ready, it's time, and then you take us right into the next song is Your Heart and Mine, and I really think that also is like about, okay, now it's time to open, you know, so you're opening, and then you're thinking, and then you're seeing God, and you're knowing you're the light. These are some of the songs on your album. And then If You Knew Me Better, and it says, but, you know, sometimes when you see the light shining on you or you're thinking about God, you're saying, but, you know, I'm not worthy or I don't have enough value or, you know, you just, you kind of cringe back and shrink back. But when your song, you said, you know, you come up to the next song, Easy Does It, It'll Be Okay, and then going into Someone's Thinking of You in Grateful World. And that's kind of like coming out of it. It is okay. So really the idea of that progression, you have a really great progression with the songs, and it's such a wonderful CD.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you were the first person that explained it that way as far as the way you're experiencing it. And it really makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I don't think we put as much intention into it other than just the flow of the songs and the energy kind of rising and falling. A little bit of what you're saying, but boy, you really kind of put a nice spin on it that I hadn't seen before. So it's awesome.
Well, I think sometimes it just appears. Do you know what I mean? As you know, we've always done this show. You've been on here before. It's about our intuition just shows up, or the presence just shows up. So I think we're in a great place, and I really loved the music. That's why I wanted to do this show, because I think people, no matter where they are, can just kind of resonate with the music and let the words just flow in and out. Sometimes people say, but I have to listen. I got to write it down. I got to take notes. Or then they start developing mantras to themselves. And it's like, gosh, guys, just close your eyes. And if you hear it, you hear it. If you don't, you don't. Just let it flow. And that's the most important thing with your music. It does that. You have every single song in here has a different sense of musical flow. Not one sounds like the other, I don't think.
Yeah, and I intentionally write songs that are going to stick with people at multiple levels. I mean, they're not going to, you know, in fact, some songs, all of the song reaches, you know, the individual, and some songs, you know, hey, well, you know, maybe this one line resonated, but, you know, maybe the rest of it was just, hey, I was kind of boogieing to it, but I didn't. You know, it didn't hit me all over. You know, it didn't hit, the whole song didn't hit me, you know, full body experience. But the idea is, you know, and I started writing songs, you know, 10 years ago as a tool for myself, just for healing and for a way of expression. And it was really the only way I could sort of process what I was learning. So I would read, you know, all the great books from all the great spiritual teachers, and I wouldn't really remember the book. You know, people would come, hey, did you read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle? Yeah, I read it like 4 times. Great. What did you get out of it? Well, it was, you know,
yeah,
now.
Right.
What about the end of the oh, the pain body. I remember the pain body. Yeah, there was something about I don't really remember. So what I would do is I'd be reading a book like that, and all of a sudden – something would just come over me, these goosebumps of, you know, and I just grab my guitar and I just start to play it a little bit. And all of a sudden, the words that I was learning and the concepts were just sort of embodying themselves in these songs. And that's why they're written, is so that there will be easier ways to digest really big, you know, spiritual messages. Because, I mean, like, you know, right in front of you, it's a big message, you know, like, focus your attention with everything that's around you. Immerse yourself in the moment. Celebrate each day. So a lot of things in that song, But in general, you know, when you're just running around saying it's right in front of you, right in front of you, I mean, that's just, that's easy, you know, that's just
right
in front of you. That, so, yeah, I'm trying to simplify the complexities of the modern and ancient spiritual world that we're in these songs, and that's the intention kind of behind the whole thing, so.
And I think it's really great. And, you know, a lot of people say, I know, they always are looking, as you said, about the book when you read the book. What did you get out of it? And I would always go, and they'll say, oh, you didn't read it, did you? And I'm like, yes. It resonated
with me.
I got what I needed out of it, and it's already been through me. And if we think about energy, mm-hmm. what you did is you took the energy from the book, you processed it, you know, transformed what you needed to in your life or in your thoughts or in your spirit, and then it moved on, you know?
Yeah.
And we want to hold on so tightly to a concept so we can regurgitate it when we don't need to regurgitate it to believe it. It just already transformed you. So it already did its job.
Yeah. I heard somebody say the other day, or I read it somewhere, and it was saying about listening really deep listening. And they said, listen as a conduit rather than mm-hmm. a repository. So you're not listening so that you can get something. You're just listening. You're just letting it, like you said earlier, wash over you and experience it. It's more, you know, it's just more the feeling that it gives you. That, you know, and that's mm-hmm. a more visceral sort of body-based, you know, wisdom that you're going to get in this whole, oh, I get the kinds, I can tell you the four concepts of I can tell you the four agreements. Yeah, sure. But, you know, do you practice them? Do you feel what it means to be impeccable to your words? Do you actually, every word that comes out, do you actually sort of, and when you're listening, do you listen just because you can't wait for the person to finish so that you can put what you want on top of it? Or are you just listening so that you can be a conduit and, you know, really feel what they're saying, and maybe if you have something to say back, you can say it. So it's just a different way of walking on this earth as a conduit to everything around you to listen and feel, rather than a repository. That was a big shift for me when I heard that or read that the other day.
And you know what I think so, too, is when we say repository, we're putting it in and we're saying, I'm going to put a condition upon it. It is something that I believe. It is something that I must change. It is something that resonates with me. It is something that I have to remember so I can appear differently. So when you say mm-hmm. it's so all of those almost seem like more conditions that you're justifying mm-hmm. why that's settling with you. Where if you're unconditional, it would just flow because, in other words, if it had that space, then it would be there, and if it did, and it didn't, you know? It's sort mm-hmm. of like, you know, the sun just comes up and the sun goes down. It's unconditional. It doesn't do it just because you demand such, you know? Or to be a repository, say, I know that the sun is going to shine right here at the tip of my finger at 10:20. Just watch it. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, hey, you know, it's sort of like that's putting a condition on it. So really about, as we say, about getting in the ebb and flow of life, it's really about taking away the conditions. And things don't need to be stored up. You know, it's the funniest thing that, you know, the CD is called It's Time, when really is there time? Time there really isn't either. I don't know if you've come to that place yet or not where, I mean, me, I couldn't tell you squat what went on yesterday. I have no clue whatsoever, you know. I know I went to the pool. That's all I can remember. But other things in time just don't, they don't have that glueness, that stuckness that I need to repository, as you would say, keep them in myself. Yeah. I just pass through them.
Yeah, the time, you know, the word time is not at all implied that, you know, there's a clock and, you know, you're late or, you know, anything. It's just, there's a teacher that I work with, his name's Dale Allen Hoffman. He teaches, he's a mystic linguist, we call him, the mystical linguist. And, the linguistic mystic, that sounds better. And what he does is he, you know, translates ancient spiritual teachings, and brings a modern day sort of approach to these old teachings. And one of the words that he uses is ripe, and you know, it goes back to talk about the etymology of the word. But when is something ripe? You know, you think about when is something ripe? It's ripe now. I mean, it's, you know, you can go up, you can look at a peach on a tree and just go, oh, it's ripe. It just means that's time. It's time. It's time for you, for that fruit to be, to bear its gift to the world. And that's what I meant by, that's what I mean by that. And I'm sure you got that, but I mean, I just don't want anybody to think that, oh, you're late, or, you know, look at your watch. I mean, no, it's just like, it's time. Like, in, if you notice, and the reason I came up with this title is because it seemed to be what people were saying to me, you know, and you know, my friends and group of the tribe that I sort of walk with, and everyone just started saying, you know, well, you know what, it's time, it's time. And I, that's, it wasn't going to be that, the name of the album was going to be something else, but it just felt so great. It's light, it's just, it feels good, it's like it's right, it's time, you know. So, definitely
and I think
than the
what
idea
time,
of a clock.
Well, I think when you say it's time, it's recognizing the present. So it really brings you of the present instead of saying, you know, looking to the future or the past, you know. It's not always about reflection. My goodness, get over it. It's time, you know, just in the moment, the present.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Bob, I'm going to play just a snippet of Meditation is the Medication, because I do want to continue our discussion. So here we go.
In this moment, everything shows up, everything presents itself just as is. And when you slow down, let it all happen. Something fantastic, magic happens in you. And when you breathe in, it's like we're all listening to an echo of our own soul. Comes pouring down on a thirsty world. Meditation is a medication to cure the illusion of a separation. Meditation is a medication to cure the illusion of a separation. To a mind that's still becomes a cup that's filled with effervescence, ever present, and a heart that swells. And when you drink from this, to never ending peacefulness, don't have to believe it. Story that tells itself. And when you breathe in, it's like we're all listening to an echo of
You know, Bob, I think that this is a great song because it just led us right into what we were saying, correct?
Yeah, it was the perfect, what we were talking about was the perfect segue to it, it really was.
Yeah, we really set ourselves up for that space. You know, I think it's
yes,
really, I think it's really great with your, again, we're talking today to Bob Seema. His CD is It's Time. And Bob, what I've said before the show is that I really found you had a great progression through this album because in the beginning, you just kind of put it on and you say, okay, you know, and your voice and the music just kind of draws you in. It doesn't hit you over the head. It's just present. It's time to, it's, as we would say, you just show up and you turn it on and you kind of become one with the music. In other words, it's the frequency of the music, the sounds of the instruments, and your voice is very calming. It's peaceful. It's not going to put you to sleep. It meets you right where you are. And then as the music goes on for the other songs, it kind of drops you into your heart and soul, where the songs are what we just played. Meditation is the medication, and the other songs are Kiss God and We Are the Ones. And then you kind of bring it out on the other side, and you say, but we all understand that people have issues, or maybe we all understand that maybe we need to be one, or maybe that we are okay in the light, and your songs are Because You Are the Light and If You Knew Me Better. Everybody has issues. Everybody has bumps in the road. Everybody has boulders that they just can't seem to get around. But then your next song is Easy Does It. And it's almost like, okay, you can get around that boulder. And same energy, everybody's had challenges. And you bring us out on the other side as you close your CD with Someone Is Thinking of You so that you don't feel alone in Grateful World. And we, in a moment, we'll play Grateful World as we close out the show. And with Grateful World, it's really, you know what? It'll all be okay and be grateful for the moment you're in. And that's really, I think, it's just a great progression of the CD. Please pick up the CD. Bob will share in a moment where you can find out more information about him and where to purchase it. But it really, if you listened from beginning to end, just with closed eyes, and you'll really find, you will feel almost like this, it's almost like you're riding a flow of energy. The front of the album has, you know, the yin and the yang, and that's really where you will be. You will go from one end to the other, I think, and it's something really magical. So, Bob, can you share with us how to find out more information about you and where they could purchase this CD? It's great.
Yeah, they can just, I mean, I'm on iTunes, so if you just search for Bob Seema in iTunes, B-O-B-S-I-M-A in iTunes, or actually, the best way to get it is just go to my website, bobsima.com. And everything is on there. Every album I have ever put out is on there. We have digital versions as well as you can order a hard copy. You can also order through Amazon. Anyway, through the website, you can learn where I'm going to be next. You can actually bring me to your area. We have a booking request form, and we do, in addition to the music, I do workshops as well. I teach some different classes. On the main class that I teach is called Practical Breathwork, which is a experiential and extremely powerful methodology of self-healing, self-mastery, and self-discovery. And I wind the music all through the teaching, so the workshops are very experiential. So you've got a group of people breathing together and listening to the music and flowing with the music and just experiencing a, you know, profound sense of self and oneness. So everything is through the website as far as any kind of booking. And we travel all over the country internationally as well. So it doesn't matter where you're listening. Please come to the website and find out how you can engage with the music further. Also on Facebook, Bob Seema. Have a personal page and a fan page, so love to connect with people on there as well. But it was a pleasure to be with you today, and I'm really grateful that you invited me back on to share the new album. And I think you did an amazing job of encapsulating the whole album in the way you laid it out, it really tickled me and made me, you know, even more proud of the album. So thank you for all of that.
Well, you know, Bob, I really think that if you just, as we have always said throughout this show, is about being present, it kind of just lays itself out. You know what I mean? If you just allow it. And I really think that's what we do in life, too. We kind of say, you know, I'm going to plan out my day. I'm going to post-note it. And, you know, my day timer, I've got my day planned out. And by George, it had better show up that way. When really, if you just let it flow, you know, it will just take on a magic of its own. So many people wait, and they wait until the retirement to play it out, you know. And you know, I thought about this the other day. When people get to retire, they end up, many things happen to them after they retire. They will either just let their self allow to flow, or they may end up saying checking out of this world. Or they may turn around and have some drastic disease, or they may turn around and totally recreate their life that's in front of them. And when you look at all of these, when you look at all these different paradigms, you say, which is the one that the person was flowing with who they were all their life? And that's really the one who, when they go into retirement, it just flows. Many of our listeners are over age 50, and I say, you know, if you've been holding on to that job and that job is only you and this is the way it is, and if you ever lost your job, you know, men would say, or some women say, what am I going to do when I retire, sit on my rear end, you know, because they couldn't see that they were something more than that job or that relationship or that marriage or whatever it is. And sure enough, something else will show up that will be bigger and tougher to knock you down and say, you know, hey, you're this spirit, you're this person, it's different. And I really think that that is allowing and flowing into your life. So really I encourage, as Bob and I have said this entire hour, is encourage yourself to flow. Let things flow versus trying to always put conditions on them, put restrictions, rules, or demands that it show up as you can recognize it. If it shows up as magical and mystical and different, you go, oh, wow, and accept it in the present. And I think that's really where the RCD has taken us, and I really think that's where people are going forward, don't you think?
I agree. The last line of the song, Kiss God, is probably my favorite line on the whole album, and it's pretty much what you were just talking about. It's basically, it says, I hold the mystery closer than I hold my beliefs. And so if you could take that in, I mean, we tend to, you know, and another song, Because You Were Light, says, you are not your story. You let it go. I mean, we're so limited by the stories. So good advice.
You know,
good advice.
It was, so interesting. I had, we have a few more minutes. I had San Miguel Ruiz, Don Miguel Ruiz on my show, Junior, quite a while back. And I listened, looked back on the show, and I was talking to him, and I was saying that many times I have, you know, I've got over 300 shows now, and many of them are very, you know, influential in their business realms, people, global companies, important people, all of this. And I'll say, but when they come on the show, we're really just having a conversation, just as first name recognition, and we're just enjoying being in the space. And I think if we take that forward in our life and say, can we do that, we will find that we are more similar in each other, and we can allow for the ups and downs of life in each other, versus if we put people on a pedestal and we say, but that's the picture of you and that's what I'm expecting and don't you dare default to that. You know, and I think that's where our separation comes in, just like you've said in the music. You know, the separation of people. I think healthcare is really coming to a major crisis now, because the separation that physicians are now starting to feel, that they can't help you in the way they did before. They can't do what they needed to before because of restrictions in, you know, the way that society has set things up right now. That and that people are also too saying, but you were supposed to save me and you didn't. you know. So there's a lot going on in the world, and I think if we take away all those labels and we take away all of those judgments and say, you know, I'm broken, I'm hurting, can we sit together and just share with each other and help each other? That is so much different than looking at the other paradigm. And I think when you talk about in your music about separation and oneness, that's really what we're talking about, is just sit with someone and just be present and being able to feel it in each other, and it transforms already, don't you think?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I think when people realize that separation is an illusion, I mean, really, quite frankly, that's the best word for it. It's just an illusion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's and that song, Meditation, is medication to cure the illusion of the separation. And it says, we are one when we are all together, and we are one when we are all alone. And I think that's the tricky part for most people. They feel oneness when they're in a group of people,
right.
But they don't feel oneness when they're sitting alone. And that's the more profound oneness. It's not so obvious, you know, because it's obvious when you have 50 people or 10 people around you and they're laughing and smiling at each other. It's easy to feel oneness. Now, when you're alone sitting in a chair in a room and you're breathing and just sitting there, that's a much more profound version of oneness, I think. And it certainly amplifies the other oneness, so that when you get back together with people, you realize there's a lot more to it than just the faces you see and the hair and the clothes and the, you know, all that stuff. It's all just, you know, it's light. I mean, as Einstein said, at the center of all matter is light. So we are matter, so that means we are light. And if we start to be, you know, open ourselves up to these really mystical teachings, which is, they are pretty mystical, you know. There's a big stretch from what we were learning when we were growing up. You know, we start to stretch out our imagination and have a more enjoyable experience in this human body here.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we've come to the end of the show. It was a great show. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to play Grateful World going out, and it's a pleasure, and please do come back again and share with us. And we'd love to have you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jeanette. It was a pleasure and a joy to be with you. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. If you'd like to find out more information about Bob Seaman and his music, please check on the bottom of today's show page. The link is there. And now we'll play his last song on his album, which is called It's Time, and the song is called Grateful World. Have a wonderful day.
Fear is the cheapest room in the house, and I'd like to see more love in your eyes. Fear is the coldest room with no doubt, and I'd like to see more love in your eyes. And fear, the flame only your heart to blow out, and I'd like to see more love in your eyes. Cause in your eyes the love will show, and the love expands everywhere you go, and it grows and grows as it goes out in the arms of the grateful world. Oh, with the grateful world. Greed is the oldest trick in the book, and I'd like to see more flowing through. Steal every second that you got, and I'd like to see more flowing through your hands. Greed, she will bleed you, she will suffocate and tease you, and I'd like to see more flowing. I'd like to see you taste some of her medicine.